When wisdom shouts in the marketplace. Scripture, the Proverbs 1, especially verses 7, 20, 23, and 32 to 33, World English Bible. Two invitations. Proverbs begins not with private meditation, but with competing voices. The sinner's invitation is, come with us. Wisdom also calls, but in the streets and public squares. Both offer belonging. Both promise a way of life. This exposes sin's social power. We rarely choose evil simply because it is evil. We choose it because someone offers us a place at the table. The gang promises one purse, a counterfeit communion built on another person's loss. It resembles fellowship, but feeds on blood. What begins as belonging ends in mutual destruction, for greed finally takes away the life of its owners. Augustine taught that virtue is rightly ordered love. Proverbs adds that our loves are often ordered by our communities. We become like the voices to which we repeatedly say yes. The danger of being open. The Hebrew word translated simple is pithi, related to the idea of being open. The simple person is not necessarily unintelligent. He is unguarded, easily entered, spiritually porous. Western culture often treats openness as an unquestioned virtue, yet an open mind, like an open city, still needs a gate. Wisdom therefore asks, how long? Her question contains both warning and mercy. The door remains open, but not forever. Repeated refusal does something to us. It turns indecision into character. The fear of the Lord is the reshith, the beginning, foundation, and ruling principle of knowledge. This fear is not frightened retreat from God. It is the awakening that comes when we stop treating ourselves as the final measure of reality. Wisdom at the gate. Wisdom does not hide in a sanctuary. She speaks at the city gates, where elders judged cases, merchants negotiated, and public decisions were made. Excavated gate complexes at places such as Giza and Beersheba help us picture these crowded centres of law and commerce. Biblical wisdom belongs in contracts, courts, budgets, and public speech, not merely in devotional moments. Her laughter at disaster is not cruel amusement. It is poetic reversal. Those who mocked moral order eventually discover that reality cannot be mocked. They eat of the fruit of their own way. Judgment is often God allowing a chosen path to reveal what was hidden within it. Most unsettling is the warning that the fool's shalva, their ease, prosperity, or complacency, destroys them. Hardship is not our only danger. Comfortable self-sufficiency can silence wisdom more effectively than pain. Yet Christians hear a deeper echo. Christ is called the wisdom of God in 1 Corinthians 1:24. At the cross, violent men lay in wait for the innocent, yet their net captures their own dominion. Death swallows Christ, and through resurrection, death itself is swallowed up. For today, ask not only, what do I believe, but which invitation is forming me? Whose voice has gained access to my desires? Suggested cross-references, Psalm 8, Isaiah 55, 6, 7, Matthew 7, 24-27, 1 Corinthians 1, 18, 25, James 3, 13-18. Suggested hymn, Be Thou My Vision. Prayer. Lord of wisdom, guard the gates of my heart. Expose every false fellowship and every comfortable lie. Teach me to fear you rightly, hear you promptly, and follow Christ, the wisdom whom death could not silence. Amen.